Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I got a 57 Dodge. It runs fine. I hope this is the car that my girl learned to drive. There was a while there, about the first, 3 years with it. I was pretty sick of it.
Had no trouble.
Oh yeah, it seemed every month there was a $5 bill that I had to spend on some piece that had worn out.
Now we got a 59 Chevy. And I think it got about 20. About 22,000 on bought new.
It just has nothing.
He don't drive very much.
Shucks, sir.
That'll go a long way.
Yeah. I just put the second set of tires on, but I got that a month ago.
Hmm.
Well, that's what you got to pick up. You know, you kind of bite it up a lot of time.
Yeah. I imagine you usually pick up more in your car, don't you?
Well, a lot of times I'll jump in town, jump in one of them, and just go to town. Of course, pickup sitting there already out of rods and handy, so I'll just jump in here.
Well, the carpool got some Chevy 2s. That's what I've got out here now. That's a nice little car.
That's a little station wagon.
Hmm?
Is that a station wagon?
Yeah, that's all I can have.
Is that what you had out here last
time? No, I had a Rambler.
That's what I'm going to say.
That's a good little car.
Is that a little station wagon pretty rough riding?
Not bad at all.
A lot of them sure buying them now.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think if you've got a big family, they're pretty nice.
Yeah.
If you've got small children, you can just throw some blankets in the back and then go sleep. Yeah. If you got a rack on top.
But I'd like to be good for a traveling car for a family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had this little rascal up to 75 today.
Takes you
smooth. It's all right. I was just passing another car.
Do you think the little car is going to really take over now?
I think this one's going to.
Sure, a lot of them going to them. That old gas mileage is really the thing.
Well, they told me that this thing had been getting 25 miles to gallon.
Yeah, pretty darn good.
That Rambler did.
Where I get about 18, 17 with my 59.
Yeah, I get about 15 with my Dodge.
A lot of difference there. Price of gas, 30 cents a gallon here. I don't know if it's a home, but 30 cents here.
It's 32.9 in Stillwater.
32.9. That's going to add up in a year's time.
You bet it does.
Sure does, you're doing a lot of driving.
But I think I know I'm going to wait. There's no question of it. I'm not going to buy a car. I can't.
Well, I don't want to 59 out there. Don't go fast for a while. But when I bought it, I figured it would go 10 years.
That's the way I figured my Dodge. But I don't know. I get power steering and power brakes. And when these things start to bust, well, I'm going to be a pretty sick fella.
That's what we got, too.
That's all we got now out there. And say I like that power steering.
I do too.
That's all right.
This little fella handles just about, well, not quite as easy as my Dodge.
Yeah.
But it's very easy.
Surprisingly. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, if you had just a little weight in the right spot in that little circuit, it would handle better.
It's not bad at all right now.
But I sure like that power steering.
Yeah.
You got air conditioner in here?
Yeah.
I guess that's all right. I mean, I like it in a car, but it's pretty high price.
Yeah.
About $400.
I think out here, though, you just about need it, don't you?
Yeah, pretty hot.
Just a minute.
For a woman or somebody who's inside all day. Now, like me, I'm out building fence or maybe in hayfield. I don't notice it much.
Mm-hmm.
But if I come home for noon, maybe stay in here an hour and a half, do a noon hour, and go back outside. Ooh, I could.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just what you're used to.
Yeah, it is.
Say, did you ever take beef and cut it in small strips and dry it out?
No, I never have.
What's that called, jerky or dried beef? Or?
Well, it'd be called dry beef, but it might be another name to it.
Put his water over his head.
You hang it out in a tree or something, don't you? On a windmill? I think they used to hang it out in an old windmill tire or something where the wind hit it. Dry beef, I guess.